all their money is going to pay their mortgage and pay for their daily expenses. And anytime they have a little bit of extra money, you got to pay for a new roof, you got to pay for a new furnace, you got to pay for the upgrades, you got to pay for the upkeep, you got to pay for the property taxes, you got to pay for the HOA fees. And so now your home turns into a money pit. So first things first, if you're going out to buy a home, make sure.
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to the Minority Mindset.
If you're trying to figure out if it's better for you to pay down your mortgage or to invest your money into the stock market or rental properties or something else, you are in the right place because that's exactly what I'm going to be going over in this video. The question of investing your money versus paying down your mortgage is a little bit more complex than potentially investing your money versus paying down your student loans or your car payment or your credit cards. Because if you pay down your credit cards, you're getting a 15 to 20 to 25% return because your credit card company is costing you 15, 20 to 25%, maybe even 28% nowadays on your credit card rate. In which case, you got to pay down the credit card debt before you start worrying about investing your money into stocks or real estate. And same thing when it comes to your student loans or your auto loans. Those are liabilities that really are not producing any more value for you. I mean, hopefully your student loans got you a good career. I don't know if I did or I didn't, but hopefully it did. And your car loan is for a car that's losing value each and every day. So you want to pay those things off more aggressively. And yeah, even though you could potentially get a better return in the stock market than paying down these lower interest rate consumer debts, at the end of the day, that return in the stock market is not guaranteed versus getting that 6 to 7% return of paying down your auto loan or your student loans is a guaranteed return. So it's a little bit better there. But when it comes to your mortgage, it's a little bit different. And the reason why is because when you pay down the mortgage, you are building equity in your home. And this one is still unique because I don't like to consider the home that I live in an investment. And this one gets a lot of people upset. And the reason why is because I look at the home that I live in like an expense, like a liability. Because when you go and you think that this home that you live in is an investment, the biggest and best investment of my life, which is what realtors pitch, and I know this because I used to be a licensed realtor, well, it's much easier to get you to buy even bigger and to buy even nicer and to buy even grander because now you can host all your parties and you can pass this home down to your kids with that generational wealth. But what I'd like to remind you here is that no wealthy person in the history of time talks about how they built wealth by paying off their mortgage. They talk about how they built wealth by investing in the stock market. Or they talk about how they built wealth by investing in real estate that are rental properties, not that they live in. Or they talk about how they built wealth by investing in their own business or other people's business ideas. That's where people build wealth. Having a paid off home is extremely nice. Having a paid off home can be a way for you to pass down some wealth. But in the grand scheme of different types of assets, should you go out and invest into a big home or invest your money into big assets like stocks or real estate into your own business, well, I would prefer to have these, the stocks, the real estate, or the big business versus just a big home. And that's where now understanding how a home plays a factor into your financial situation can help you buy a home that's within your budget. Because the last thing that I want you to do, because you see this happen all the time, is people get excited about this idea of home ownership and that you can invest into your home and build this amazing generational wealth that they end up going and buying a massive home way out of their budget, and now they no longer have the ability to invest their money into stocks or anywhere else because all their money is going to pay their mortgage and pay for their daily expenses. And anytime they have a little bit of extra money, you got to pay for a new roof, you got to pay for a new furnace, you got to pay for the upgrades, you got to pay for the upkeep, you got to pay for the property taxes, you got to pay for the HOA fees. And so now your home turns into a money pit. So first things first, if you're going out to buy a home, make sure you can buy a home that you can afford. That means you gotta afford the down payment, you gotta afford the monthly payment, and you gotta be able to afford the monthly costs and still be able to keep continually invest your money into other assets because those other assets are what's going to make you rich. Now, I like the idea of owning a home. That way you no longer have to worry about making mortgage payments anymore once you pay it off. That creates a lot of freedom because now once you can pay off all of your expenses, you don't really have money leaving your bank account and all your money can be used to make you wealthier and now you can live off of whatever your investments are. So there's a lot of freedom that you can get by paying down that mortgage. But now, if you pay down all the other debts, your credit card debts, you pay down the student loans, you have no more car loans, you just have a mortgage and now you're trying to decide, well, Jaspreet, should I pay down my mortgage or should I invest my money like I am living in a home that I can afford. And I have this extra money every single month. Should I put this money into the stock market? Should I go out to buy a rental property? Should I go out and build my own business? Or should I take this money and pay down my home? Now, I wanna take investing this money into my own business and put that in a separate category because when we talk about building your own business, that's kind of different than investing in more of the passive assets like real estate and stocks because, well, your own business has a lot of different opportunities and there's a lot of creative ways for you to invest in that own business. So let's ignore that part. But if you talk about, should you pay down your home more aggressively versus putting that money into real estate or stocks, rental properties or stocks? Now there's four questions that I want you to go through. And question number one is, what is your risk tolerance? Question number two is, what are your financial goals? Question number three is, what is the interest rate that you're paying on your mortgage? And question number four is, what is your experience with investing? And the reason why I say it like this is because, well, I don't like creating these black and white scenarios. I don't like this idea of telling people what to do, that this is how you need to live your life, because I don't want you to be a sheep. I want you to be a financially educated investor. That way you can make smart decisions for yourself and your family and your community based off of what's right for you, because what's right for you might not be right for me. And your risk tolerance is different than mine. Your financial goals are different than mine. And the way that you want to live your life is going to be different than me. And based off of those questions, you have to make the right financial decisions. And that's why I want you to get into the idea of now being a financially educated investor so you can make the right decision for you instead of just blindly listening to, you know, a random guy on YouTube. So starting with the risk tolerance. Some of you are going to say, you know what, Jaspreet, the idea of investing my money in the stock market and potentially seeing it down a little bit really freaks me out. That's okay. That is some people. That the idea of seeing a portfolio in the red is going to give you a lot of anxiety. It's going to create a lot of panic. Even though you know you want to be a long-term investor, you just can't get over that. That's okay. Others of you are going to say, you know what, Jaspreet? I know market crashes happen. And I think I have the ability to withstand it and invest more aggressively during a market crash because that doesn't really bother me because I know I'm investing for the long term and I know I have time on my side. Those two people have two different risk tolerances. If you have a lower risk tolerance, well, guess what? Paying down that mortgage is a lower risky investment that can give you a guaranteed return. Investing your money into stocks is a higher risky investment that has the potential to give you a higher return, but it comes with higher risk. Higher risk, higher potential return. This brings us to the second question of, what is your financial goal? So some of you are sitting there saying, you know what, Jaspreet, I just want to be financially free. I don't want to have to ever worry about money again. I don't want to be stressed out about money. And I don't really care about having all the nice things. I just want to be free and not stressed out about money. That's completely fine. Others of you are going to say, you know what, Jaspreet, screw all that. I want to live big. I want to fly first class. Actually, you know what? I want to fly in my private jet. I want to have the nice stuff. I want to have the exotic cars. I want to have the fancy vacations. Again, that's fine. But that financial goal has to be aligned with the things that you're doing with your money. Because if you're saying, Jaspreet, I want to fly in a private jet, but you're taking all of your extra cash to pay down a 3% mortgage as opposed to investing it more aggressively, well, you can start to see where that goal is not aligning with your lifestyle. So if you just want to be financially free, well, you can get closer to that financial freedom by paying down the mortgage more aggressively. If you want to live big and you want to have all the nice and exotic things, again, that's fine. But then you're going to have to be more aggressive with your money, which means you might need to use that money to invest it elsewhere, maybe your own business, in order to be able to live that life as opposed to just aggressively paying down your mortgage. But then the third question you want to ask is, well, what is the interest rate that you're paying on this mortgage? Because if, hypothetically, you have a 2.5% mortgage or a 3% mortgage or a 3.5% mortgage, it's a different thought process than somebody who has an 8% mortgage rate. Because now you have the ability to put your money into a high interest savings account at the very least. And at the time of me recording this video, there are high interest savings accounts that are paying 4.5% to 5% a year in interest. So if you have extra money and you put it into a high interest savings account that's paying you 5% interest and your mortgage is 3%, well now the least risky option is to take that extra money, put it into the high interest savings account, let that spit out 5%, and then you take that extra money and use it to pay down your 3% mortgage. But this is where, again, now if you have a 7 or 8% mortgage, now it's a different question. Remember, the historical stock market return has been 10% for the last century. That doesn't mean that the stock market goes up by 10% every year. That means some years the stock market will go up more than 10%. Some years the stock market will go up by 10%. Some years the stock market will go up by less than 10%. And some years the stock market is going to fall. And so now if you have a 7 or 8% mortgage and the average stock market return is just a little bit higher than that, well, now the risk to reward ratio becomes a little bit more slim because now you're taking on more risk by investing your money into the stock market. But that reward of the average 10% isn't that much bigger than paying down your mortgage of 7 or 8%. And this is where, again, now, You got to ask yourself, what's your risk tolerance? Now, if you're saying, I'm going to invest my money into my own business where I can get a 200% return, well, now you have a much bigger risk to reward ratio difference between that and paying down your 6 or 7 or 8% mortgage. So these are the types of questions you want to ask here before you get to the question of experience. Now, before I move on to that, I do want to let you know that for those of you who like to stay up to date on what's happening with things like the housing market or the stock market or cryptocurrency or the global economy or our own economy, my team at Briefs Media puts together a free newsletter called Market Briefs every single day. It's a super fun read. You can read it in less than 5 minutes every single morning, and it breaks down the things that you need to know about what's happening in our economy. So if you want to keep up to date with what's happening, you can join Market Briefs for free. And if you don't love it, well, you can unsubscribe anytime because it's free. So if you want to join Market Briefs, I got the link for you down in the description below, where you can go to briefs.co/market to join. The fourth question you want to ask here is, what is your experience with investing? And this one doesn't need to be a make or break, but if you've never invested your money before and you have no experience about how to put your money in the stock market, you don't even know how to open a stock brokerage account, you don't know how to start investing your money in real estate, you've never started a business before, and now you're trying to decide, well, should I invest my money or pay down my mortgage? Well, if you come to that conclusion that you would like to invest your money, don't just go out and dump all of your extra money into your investments because you don't have any extra experience. Okay, you can kind of do a blend here where you take the extra money, you put some of it towards your investments as you learn and get more comfortable with it and get more experience with it, while you're taking the extra money and you're putting it into your mortgage that we can pay that off more aggressively. Because there's no hard and fast rule that you have to take all of your extra money and use it to pay down your mortgage, or you have to take all of your extra money and you have to invest it. I mean, you could do half and half. You could do 70-30. You could do 60-40. And you got to figure out now what's the right thing for you. And the way that you figure this out now, you start asking these questions to yourself and see, based off of where you are in your financial situation today, based off of where you want to live, based off of how you are comfortable with your investments, what is the right decision for you?